ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
The finale of The Bachelorette was on last night. They didn't even try to trick us with editing because it was very obvious about halfway through the episode which direction it was going to go. And unfortunately for Jamie Lee, Brooke did end up picking David in the end. Jamie Lee does join us right now, though. How are you feeling?
Guys, I'm actually feeling really good. It's nice to have it all out there in the open.
How are you feeling when it all went down in real time? Because it seemed like you were pretty upset about it all.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I had my heart broken, but aww. I feel really lucky that it's kind of all done. And I'm really happy for Brooke, genuinely from the bottom of my heart. All I want is her happiness, and she's definitely found that.
You said that the whole way through. You always said you just wanted her to be happy, which is so selfless and beautiful. Are you still going to be friends with Brooke, though? Because you've been friends for 3 years now. Just because you're not together, are you still going to have a friendship?
I think we will always have that mutual respect and love for each other. It's obviously not romantic anymore, but, you know, I'll be supporting them from the sidelines.
A couple of the contestants, Jamie Lee, have now made it official that they are together, Holly and Millie, which we did not see coming. Have you spoken to them?
Yeah, I've actually known for a little while that they've been romantically invested, and I'm so happy for them. I think they're the sweetest couple, and I'm actually obsessed. They're the screensaver of my phone right now. That's how happy I am.
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about Conrad and Abby then? Because Abby was on last night grilling you as one of Brooke's best friends, Abby Chatfield, of course. Mm. And then Conrad was one of the very much finalists in the competition to win Brooke's heart. And they're now dating. And it looks like Brooke has unfollowed Abby on Instagram. What's your take on that?
Look, I don't know what's happened. I don't know what's happened between them. I can't speak for that. But I think that Conrad and Abby seem like a really sweet couple. And I'm really happy that he's found love.
Would you be mad about that if your best mate picked up one of the contestants you dumped along the way?
I understand it from an outsider's point of view. I mean, Brooke and Abby are friends. They do have a lot of similarities. So I can see why that Conrad and Abby hit it off.
God, this is taking me back to grade 12.
Everyone's dated everyone.
This is like the little friendship group in the little country town I grew up in.
It is. Yep. Jamie, have you found love since leaving?
Not yet, but I'm totally open, and I'm hoping that now everyone knows that I'm single, they'll hit up my DM.
Wow. Slide into a DM,
there you
everybody.
Go. That's an open invitation. Slide into her DMs. Any regrets, Jamie Lee?
Not at all. Nothing. I feel like I wore my heart on my sleeve. I was vulnerable and I don't regret a thing.
Mm.
What a great way to leave the show with no regrets.
Okay. Well, she is the runner up and we love her. Just an absolute sweetheart. Jamie Lee, unfortunately, not winning over Brooke's heart in a romantic sense, but yeah, winning over us this morning, Jamie Lee. Big love, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.